Taking a look at high school sports for you from last night in area softball play. It was a win for Atlantic over Clarinda, 14-0 in three innings of play. That was in the first game of a scheduled doubleheader, but the second game was suspended in the first inning due to the weather conditions. Bailey Newell finished with three base hits, had four RBIs. Alexis Handel had three hits, including a home run, and drove in three runs. Allie Anderson pitched a one-hit shutout with three strikeouts for the win, as Atlantic picks up that 14-0 win over Clarinda in three. Other softball scores included ACGC 6-3 over Coon Rapids Bayard, AHSTW 7-5 over Riverside, Bishop Heelan beat Abraham Lincoln 12-3, Carlisle 2-0 over ADM, Denison Schleswig 8-4 over Creston, Glenwood was a 4-2 winner over Harlan, IKM Manning beat Trainer 7-2, Kemper Catholic 5-1 over Red Oak in six innings, Logan Magnolia a 10-7 winner over Underwood, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Lennox 5-2. It was Missouri Valley 12-0 over Griswold. Stanton 10-4 over Bedford in six innings. Twin Cedars 11-1 over Orion Maxburg. Westwood 14-4 over West Harrison. Winterset 11-1 over Carroll. Woodbury Central 9-1 over West Monona. In baseball play last night, it was AHSTW 11-10 over Riverside. Audubon 11-6 over Tri-Center. Bishop Heelan beat Abraham Lincoln 15-8 in first game. And Abraham Lincoln then beat him 8-7 in the second. Cam picked up was ahead of West Central Valley 1-0. That game was suspended in the bottom of the second. Also, Carlisle 12-2 over ADM in five innings. It was Central Decatur 18-2 over Southwest Valley in four innings of play. Creston beat Denison Schleswig 7-4. Earlham 1-0 over Madrid. It was Harlan 10-9 over Glenwood in the first game. Their second game was suspended in the first inning. Madrid 16-5 over Earlham. It was Trainer 10-4 over IKM Manning. Twin Cedars beat Orion Maxburg 12-2. It was Winterset 1-0 over Pleasantville. That game was suspended in the bottom of the third due to lightning. And it was a Woodward Granger picking up two five-inning wins over Panorama, 14-1 in the first game and 15-1 in the second game. And there were plenty of games that were postponed, or at least second half of doubleheaders that were postponed last night due to the weather. Also, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their latest softball rankings late yesterday. And in Class 1A, it's Key top-ranked, followed by Akron Westfield, Martinsdale St. Mary's, Newell Fonda, and AGWSR. AGWSR moving up from 7 to 5 this week. That's the only change there in the top 5 in Class 1A. In Class 2A, the top four stay the same. North Union is top-ranked, followed by I-35, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Durant, and then CMB jumps up from 7 to 5 this week. Logan Magnolia stays at number 10 in this week's poll, and Trainer also staying pat at number 14 there in 2A. In Class 3A, the top five shooken up a little bit. Davenport Assumption is top-ranked as they stay in the number one spot. Humboldt jumps up from number 5 to 2. Sioux Center jumps up from 7 to 3. Boyd and Whole Rock Valley falls from 2 to 4. And Solon moves from 4 to 5 this week. Atlantic dropping also from number 3 down to number 6 here in this week's Class 3A poll. In Class 4A, Benton is top-ranked, followed by Fairfield, Ballard, Winterset, and Bishop Heelan. Denison Schleswig moves into the poll for the first time this year at 14. And in Class 5A, Waukee is top-ranked, followed by West Des Moines Valley, Urbandale, Johnston, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson there in the top five. Also yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association releasing the district assignments for Classes 1A and 2A in baseball play. So these are the teams that will be grouped together. In District 13 in Class 1A, it'll be Bedford, Cam, Earlham, East Union, Griswold, Lennox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, and Southwest Valley. District 14 includes Clarinda Academy, East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, Sydney, St. Albert, and Stanton. District 15 will include Arweva, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Glidden-Ralston, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Class 2A assignments include in District 15, ACGC, IKM Manning, Panorama, Tri-Center, Underwood, West Central Valley, and District 16 has AHSTW, Clarinda, Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Trainer. Of course, the actual matchups will be announced later on, and the other classes will have their district assignment pairings later on as well. Also in the high school sporting world, earlier this week, Griswold's Joanna Topham signed a letter of intent to begin new programs at Hawkeye Community College, as she will join their brand new cross-country and track programs after having a breakout senior year in both cross country and on the track, picking up a couple of medals in the 1500 and 3000 this year at the state meet. And she will join also Griswold's David Thompson, who is being part of the new Hawkeye programs running as well next year. So that announcement made this week. Moving on to Major League Baseball. Keon Broxton and Eric Thames homered to lift the Brewers to a 6-4 victory over the Cardinals last night. Thames' 18th of the season off Cardinals closer Sungwan Oh in the ninth barely skimmed over the right field wall and broke a 4-4 tie as the Brewers won their second straight series against the Cardinals. Milwaukee had gone 0-15-2 in the previous 17 series. Broxton drilled to the first pitch he saw 489 feet into left field seats to tie the game 2-2 in the second. It's the longest home run in Busch Stadium the third's history and the second longest this season in the major leagues. Domingo Santana's single scored Eric Sogard to give the Brewers a 3-2 lead in the third. For the second consecutive start, Brewers right-hander Zach Davies gave up 4 runs in 5 innings. He gave up 9 hits and struck out 1. Other National League scores included the Washington beating the Mets 8-3, and Colorado was a 10-9 winner over San Francisco. Lorenzo Cain and Alex Gordon hit solo home runs, and the Kansas City Royals picked up their 5th consecutive victory, defeating the LA Angels 7-2 yesterday. The streaking Royals have been getting it done with power, clubbing 14 homers in this unbeaten stretch. Cain hit a line drive that barely cleared the wall in left center in the third inning, and Gordon followed it up with a shot to center in the fourth, his third of the year. Other American League scores included Minnesota 6-2 over Seattle, the White Sox 5-2 over Baltimore, Detroit 5-3 over Tampa, and Oakland 8-7 over the Yankees in 10 innings of play. Also in interleague action, it was Cleveland 12-5 over the Dodgers and Philadelphia 1-0 over Boston. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa beat Nashville 4-2 and Omaha 15-11 over Oklahoma City. Those teams will wrap up their series here tonight as Iowa's at Nashville and Omaha at Oklahoma City. Those will be evening contests. And also, in other notes, the one national publication expects the Iowa State football program to show significant progress under second-year coach Matt Campbell. Phil Steele's college football preview predicts the Cyclones will easily top last year's win total of 3. And much of the optimism surrounds an offense that made progress during the second half of 2016. And Steele says a key will be getting off to a good start in non-conference play. He says if the Cyclones can win a couple of games as underdogs early, they could end up in a bowl game.
And you look at game 2 against Iowa. They do have a tough one at Akron, but all of their early games fall in the winnable case. They get Kansas at home. Probably need to pull 1 or 2 upsets this year, but they've proven capable of that. Remember last year they not only upset Texas Tech, they beat them 66-10.
Phil Steele's college football preview hits the newsstands on June 27th. And at the U.S. Open, Aaron Hills was kind to Ricky Fowler and a rough on several others during the first round. Fowler's atop the leaderboard following a 7-under-65 that included 7 birdies and no bogeys. He birdied 3 straight holes while making the turn and tied the record for the lowest score in relation to par for a first round of a U.S. Open. Jack Nicklaus and Tom Weisskopf each shot 7-under-63s at Baltusrol in 1980. Fowler finds himself 1 shot ahead of Paul Casey and Xander Schauffele. Brian Harman, Brooks Koepka, and Tommy Fleetwood are at 5-under. 17 players shot 3-under or better, suggesting that the 11-year-old course was kind to the field. But Aaron Hills ate up Jason Day, who had a pair of triple bogeys and a 7-over-79. Rory McIlroy signed for a 78 after joking that anyone who couldn't hit such wide fairways should pack their bags and go home. Ernie Els opened with a 70 on the 20th anniversary of his last U.S. Open victory. Defending champ Dustin Johnson shot a 75 that included just 1 birdie. Phil Mickelson had to withdraw from the event after realizing he wouldn't arrive on time. Mickelson attended his daughter's high school graduation in California this morning and had hoped the tournament might go in a weather delay with the rain in the forecast. However, the weather did not cooperate. Many golfers were stunned to see a small blimp crash near the tournament. Jamie Lovemark said he was teeing off when he looked up and saw the blimp on fire. Lovemark said that he had the shakes and felt sick to his stomach. A National Transportation Safety Board official said the pilot had some burns and was in stable condition. Sheriff's officials said the pilot was the only one on board. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.